You're listening to PetLifeRadio.com.
From Paris, New York, and around the globe, welcome to the Pet Set. For the hip, the trendy, the uber cool, where pets rule. If you've got a passion for pet fashion and a flair for animal wear, this is the ultimate place to take a peek at what's chic. Find out what's hot and what's not in the world of designer pet fashion and cool new pet products. Whether you're a dog or cat, it's time to strut your stuff on the Pet Set.
Hi, my name is Dara Foster, and I'm the new host of The Pet Set on PetLifeRadio.com, and I am so excited to be here. Many of you may be familiar with me from my website, PupStyle.com, and other media appearances such as the Today Show, where I show up as their resident pet style expert. And this is really a big thrill for me because I'm honestly a closet radio junkie. I love talk radio. I listen to it pretty much 24/7, day and night. So it's a new format for me, and I'm thrilled to be on here. And appreciate Pet Life Radio for giving me the opportunity. So coming up for you today, we have a couple really interesting items. First, we're going to do an on-air live product testing with a really cool product from a company called Bamboo. They're owned by the company Munchkin, who makes all the children's products. So it's in that whole family. And it's a mitten that removes mud off of your dog's paws. It's really cool. And then the third half of the show, we're going to have a couple interviews with some really amazing fashion designers that both use recycled products to make something new again. So we'll be back right after these messages.
It's time for a walk down Fifth Avenue, of course. The Pet Set will be right back after we do a little shopping.
It's time for school for you and your friends, your furry best friends. Train your dog the fun and easy way with Teacher's Pet Sessions. Teacher's Pet host Pia Silvani teaches you step by step how to train your dog the fun and easy way. You get 8 30-minute live audio training sessions, complete transcripts of each session, plus a basic training manual to get you and your dog off to a great start. Training begins the moment you bring your dog home. Teacher's Pet Sessions offers positive reinforcement training to shape your dog's behavior and encourages upbeat, enthusiastic responses to ensure that your dog will enjoy learning. Teacher's Pet Sessions dog training is fun at both ends of the leash. So listen, learn, and laugh with your dog with Teacher's Pet Sessions. Get your copy of Teacher's Pet Sessions Volume 1 today. To order, go to teacherspetsessions.com.
Hi, this is Pia Silvani, your host. Bring your dog, tug toy, and treats, and get ready to have some fun.
TeachersPetSessions.com.
New York, the glitz, the glamour, the exciting Muttropolis, the sparkling kitty city that never sleeps. Join us each week for Pets in the City with your host, Diane West. Celebrity pet sightings, hot events, and news and reviews with the hottest movers, shakers, and tail waggers in New York. So take a bite out of the Big Apple with Pets in the City every week on demand only on PetLifeRadio.com.
Let's talk pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
The Pet Set is back with the latest buzz in four-legged fashions and more fashion trends for our furry friends.
Okay, thanks. We're back now. Hi, I'm here with my dog, Flo, my Jack Russell, who I'm sure many of you are familiar with. She's been on TV quite a bit, and she's always featured on Pup Style. She's kind of my resident little media whore here. Flo cannot be away from the microphone or the radio. It's pretty funny. So I live up in Vermont, and I'm at a country house here on a lake with 10 acres. And in Vermont, there's a season here called mud season. And we are in mud season here, let me tell you. It's greening up, but there's still a lot of mud from all the snow that's melted. So a big problem in my home, and I'm sure you experienced this in yours yourself, is the dogs coming in the house with muddy paws. Cats too, and you're just, you know, you've just mopped the floor, and then oh no, the big dog comes in and just messes up your hours of work. So Bamboo came up with this really cool, it's half of it is shaped like a mitten, and then the other half is shaped like a glove, and you slip this thing over your hand, and you just basically you wipe your dog's paws with this mitten when they come in the door. And it's red and it's black and it's one size fits all. And it's just a really cool thing. It's really like a mud magnet, if you think of it that way. And it also has a little toggle so you can tighten it to your wrist so that it's nice and tight and it'll actually fit you as well. And I found this has just saved me a lot of extra time in cleaning around the house. And again, it's by Bamboo and it's sold in major retail stores nationwide. So I encourage everybody to check it out. The price point's pretty affordable. So it's definitely kind of a must-have for Vermonters in mud season. I highly recommend it. So after these messages, we'll be back with two really fun guests. We're going to be talking to Carolyn Paxton from the clothing label Chihuahua. And also B.B. Rogers, who makes these really cool poo pickup bags out of recycled kite sails. Honestly, recycled kite sails from professional sailboarders in Florida. You won't believe this. So we'll have a conversation with them after these messages.
It's time for a walk down Fifth Avenue, of course. The Pet Set will be right back after we do a little shopping.
Give your dog some thought. With Dog Thoughts, it's the iPhone application that everyone's talking about.
Hey, what do you think of this? A man in Davis, California says he's invented an application for the iPhone that claims it can read your dog's mind. Huh? No, it's true. I read about it on my cat's Twitter page. That's why.
Jay Leno talked about it, CBS reported on it, and now you can see what all the buzz is about. Created just for dog lovers, Dog Thoughts makes taking photos of your furry best friend more fun. Shake your dog and read his mind. On your iPhone, of course. Take a pic of your pup, shake your phone, and watch as his thoughts appear on the screen. Does he have a bone to pick with you, or is he having a tail-wagging day? Get your Dog Thoughts iPhone app today. Just 99 cents. Go to PetLifeRadioPromotions.com. That's PetLifeRadioPromotions.com.
Coast to coast and around the world, it's All Behave with Arden Moore. Find out why cats and dogs do the things they do and get the latest buzz from wagging tongues and tails in Rin Tin Tinseltown. From famous pet experts and best-selling authors to television and movie stars, you'll get great tail-wagging pet tips and have a fur-flying fun time. All Behave with America's pet edutainer, Arden Moore. Every week on demand, this is the place for a special paparazzi treat. Only on PetLifeRadio.com.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
The Pet Set is back with the latest buzz in four-legged fashions and more fashion trends for our furry friends.
All right, we're back here with my new guest, B.B. Rogers, who is the founder of the Are We Used to Reduce Kemp Pickup Bags. Hi, B.B., how are you today?
Hello, Dara, how are you? Very well, thank you.
It is so great to finally hear your voice. You and I have had this really nice email relationship going on for a couple of years, and it's been such a pleasure, and I've been holding out for the right moment to actually hear your voice and have a conversation with you and share with our listeners your background, because it's honestly one of the most fascinating and interesting transitions of anyone I've met in the pet industry before. Just so you guys have an idea, BB used to be a surgeon. I'm not kidding you. She was a surgeon and she gave it all up to follow her dream. BB, tell me how you got into making these dog bags out of recycled kite sails, which is so cool.
Well, I decided to become a full-time mom, and that gave me a lot of time for my son, Daniel, and for Thomas and Rita, my dogs, and myself. And I was kayaking with them a lot and kiteboarding and noticed plastic bags floating around us. And it was puzzling to me because, you know, we are in such an open space like the Atlantic. So I did some research, which did not seem that difficult to me because my dad spent all his life in the plastic industry, actually. He was an engineer and designed injection molds for plastic. So then I contacted my friends with whom I did a PhD in molecular biology so I could grasp what was it about the plastic that was affecting us at the molecular level so I could see it. And that's what started everything. I just could not stand still and watch how the planet was being hurt. So I designed these bag carriers so it makes it easier for people to be green, you know?
I love the idea. What kind of surgeon were you? What did you practice?
I was a general surgeon, and I specialized in colorectal surgery.
Oh, wow. That's so
fascinating. So funnily enough, it has to do with poo-poos, too. So.
It's so befitting that you're making poo bags for dogs and used to be a colorectal surgeon.
Yeah. I know.
Did you ever dream of this when you were a child? I mean, did you wake up one day and say, gosh, you know what? This is what I'm going to do with my life.
No, you know, but I always liked design, and I always liked antiques. And, you know, I've always loved that. And I always wanted to do something very creative. And designing the bags was a challenge, because not only did they have to look good, but they had to be well done sustainably.
Exactly.
You know, I didn't want to use anything. It's very easy just to say, okay, design a bag. But I had to use materials that I imposed to myself, like the kites, you know. I was very fortunate that the headquarters for a big company of kites is here in my hometown. So all the broken kites, all the defective kites come to me.
You're in Florida, baby, correct?
Yes, in Florida, in Delray Beach.
Delray Beach, Florida. And so did these people think you were off your rocker when you came to them and told them what you were using the kites for?
Yes, but you know, most of the people that kiteboard are, you know, not, they're very wild. So they were surprised, but we are all crazy. So it didn't really surprise them, you know. We come from all parts of the world, and there's a lot of different people. We all have a passion for the ocean. And what better than avoiding those kites to going into the, you know, the bins, you know? So I just rescue them, yeah.
It is. It's brilliant. You rescue dogs, you rescue people, you're rescuing the planet now. I mean, that seems to be kind of really what's at the base of your inspiration and motivation is you've got good energy, and you've got a real helping attitude to the environment and people and to pets, which I think is really unique and cool. And I have to tell our listeners that Bibi has sent me over the years samples of her bags, and the detailing and the craftsmanship is outstanding. Yeah. And they're these great little bags that have a little handle with Velcro, and you can attach it to your leash hook, you can attach it to your belt, you can replace those old 1980s fanny packs with one of these and stick some keys inside. And she even put I'm whipping out right now, one of the little plastic pickup poo bags that come inside of it. And even those are biodegradable and recyclable. And they're also black. And so, you know, there's nothing unsightly that shows through. So when you pick it up, it doesn't look so scary. And then you just put it back in your little bag, and to get you a trash can, you're good to go. And it keeps in the odor as well. And she also has a larger size that I love, because you can also stash your grocery bags in there and other recycled bags you might pick up at the grocery store, or hook it on a stroller when you're walking with your dog. And also, I believe you're working on another new item, aren't you, Bibi? You want to tell us a little bit about that?
You're going to see it very soon. This one is going to be called I Pick Up 2. And it's specifically for the bags in the roll. And it's made using the rib nylon part of the kite. And it's easier to sew for my seamstresses. It's much easier to do, which means the price is going to be lower, which is a plus. And it still has a reflective fabric. And they're very cool. And not one is alike. They're all different.
And that's what I love. I love that
too. Yes, yes. So they're different, and I love them. I test-drive them with a couple of dog walkers before we launch them. So I think they will be very good.
I think they will be very good, too. In the pictures I've seen, it looks like they slip actually right onto the leash itself, not so much the handle, but it fits into the middle of the leash. Is that correct?
It fits to the top and the bottom part of the Velcro to the leash.
Okay.
It doesn't slide down or up. It just stays put at the very end of the handle as such.
I love it.
And then you just pull the box. It's like a dispenser, just like all those dispensers. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And it's a great way to just to carry those bags and not have to have the extra clutter and weight around you. And really, yes, with this product, there's no excuse not to pick up when you're walking your dog.
Yes. Did you know how much poop there's done every year in the world?
No. How much poop is done every year in the world? By dogs or cats? Or
yes,
both?
By dogs.
By dogs? How much?
40 million tons.
Are you kidding me?
40 I'm not kidding million, you. Million tons.
And what happens yep. to 40 million tons of dogs?
Don't ask me, but everybody should have eye pickups and pick them up.
Everybody should start picking it up and composting it, right? I mean, that would be the thing to do to help the planet. Let's get everybody to pick up their dog poo and compost it with the rotting veggies. Why the heck not, right? Put it back into the earth. God, that's amazing. 40 million tons. That's new to me.
I know. Yeah.
Wow. Incredible. Well, BB, I want to thank you so much for being a guest on my show today. Since it's my first, it was just an absolute pleasure to speak with you. And I look forward to seeing more of your products on the shelves in the big stores and checking out your new product when it's ready.
Thank you very much, Tara. Thank you so much for having me in the program.
Oh, the pleasure is mine, BB. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Have a great day. Bye-bye.
It's time for a walk down Fifth Avenue, of course. The Pet Set will be right back after we do a little shopping.
Greetings, human. What planet am I on?
Welcome to Pet Planet. Here's a copy of Pet Planet magazine, Florida's most informative and fun pet resource magazine. It features heartwarming stories and informative articles from local and national pet experts.
Excellent.
Pet Planet magazine offers Operation Planet Rescue, helping rescued pets find new homes. And it's available at 500 locations in South and Central Florida and 24/7 on the internet at PetPlanetMagazine.com. If you're out and about with your pet, you may be featured in paparazzi, candid pictures of you and your pet. For up-to-date pet-friendly events, activities, and pet-related services and products, Pet Planet Magazine is your final destination.
I shall take this magazine home with me.
Back to your home planet?
No. To my condo in Boca.
Pet Planet Magazine. Check them out at www.petplanetmagazine.com or 352-394-8578. It's out of this world.
Attention passengers, please fasten your seatbelts, put your seatbacks and sleeping pets in their full upright position, and prepare for takeoff.
Pet Life Radio presents Travel Tales, the show where you'll get great travel ideas on perfect places for you and your pet. From Paris to paradise, south of the border to the South Seas, Travel Tales will give you cool tips on fun vacation destinations to travel with your pet, pet-friendly hotels, and advice on how to travel safely and happily with your furry best friends. So, get ready to pack the bags and the bones with your Travel Tales hosts, Susan Sims and Nicholas Veslowski, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
The Pet Set is back with the latest buzz in four-legged fashions and more fashion trends for our furry friends.
Hello, welcome back. I'm here with my second guest, Carolyn Paxton, who is the founder of an amazing dog fashion company called Chihuahua. Don't be fooled by the name, because it's not only for Chihuahuas. Smaller dogs and dogs that are bigger than a Chihuahua can also still fit and wear all of her gear. Carolyn, welcome to my show. How are you today?
I'm good, thanks.
It is such a pleasure to be talking to you, and you and I have been friends for a couple of years. We first connected on the internet and then met finally in person at Pet Fashion Week a couple years ago, and it was just like meeting a long-lost buddy the first time I saw you. It was just great, and I've been such a huge fan of what you do, because I really give you credit for leading the industry with the whole idea of taking something old and making it new again. Tell us about how you got started making your t-shirts, because what Carolyn does is she takes vintage t-shirts and turns them into dog fashion. So tell me about your Captain America shirt and how you got started, and was it painful to cut that thing up and make a dog shirt out of it?
Actually,
did you cry?
It wasn't, because I pulled it out of a rag box.
Oh, okay. So we know how it was really being treated.
pleasurable to pull it out of that rag box and actually use it for something where, other than wiping down a piece of furniture or part of my car. So I adopted Elvis, and Elvis is my, well, at the time he was a 3.5-pound chihuahua. Now he's a 7-pound chihuahua.
Good Lord. Somebody needs a treadmill.
You know, he wasn't in very good shape when I adopted him, and in fact he was about 24 hours away from being put to sleep. His cage had been red tagged because he was an elderly chihuahua that was very sick and had many problems, and they thought that he was unadoptable. Well, I really lucked out, and I guess he lucked out too. So we formed this amazing bond, and I'd never had a small dog, but the rescue told me that, you know, it's very important to keep him warm and possibly dress him in clothes. And so when that thought occurred to me that I might have to go out shopping for clothes, I did and found only very girly stuff at the time, and this is about 5 years ago.
Yes,
there was a lot of froofy, girly stuff in the stores for the most part. Mm-hmm. So I thought, well, maybe I could make him something because I learned to sew when I was younger, and just all of a sudden the idea came to me, my Captain America shirt. It's, you know, somewhere in the house, I hope I hadn't thrown it away. And I really, I was out somewhere and raced home and was just like crazy looking for that shirt. And I had this huge rag box and I went through it and there it was. I was so excited. Jumping up and down when I found that shirt, because literally, I mean, I'd had it since I was 11 years old and just couldn't quite, I mean, I think I'd even thrown it out and then pulled it out of the trash back into the rag box. So,
and had you ever sewn dog clothing before? So did you have any idea of what, how to make a pattern, how, you know, the fit?
No, because I came from biotechnology. I was in sales and marketing and actually then did a short stint in advertising. And, you know, although I have, you know, felt I had a very creative past and, you know, could tap into that side of my brain, and also knew how to sew, I, you know, had never really made anything other than, you know, a few things for myself that were very simple way back when I was younger. And I just took the shirt out and really had taught myself how to make patterns and do grading and all of that. And it's come in very handy because a lot of that work is very time-consuming and very expensive. So I just over the course of 5 years have really been self-taught in, you know, the area of fashion and you know, doing cutting and pattern making.
I have to tell our listeners that Carolyn's designs are so detailed, creative, and comfortable. Both my dogs are actually right now wearing Carolyn's clothes. I have my Chihuahua in her Incredible Hulk hoodie because Carolyn owns exclusive rights with Marvel Comics, right, Carolyn, for producing dog accessories and dog fashion?
Yes, correct.
Yes.
Marvel Entertainment, yes.
It's hysterical. I've got my 3-pound Chihuahua in this awesome striped hooded sweatshirt with the Incredible Hulk on the back. It's such a crack up. And then my Jack Russell Flo is sitting here wearing your new 3D Marvel Comics collar. Holy
cool.
cow. I mean, talk about creative juices. You tapped into it, girl. They're flowing. They're so flowing. You're also pretty psychic, too, Carolyn, because on the cover of the Sunday New York Times style section this week was a big, giant, yellow happy face. And it was all about how, you know, marketing is turning towards happiness and blogs are turning about happiness. And everything is about being a little bit more happy. And the big yellow smiley face is coming back. Well, you beat them all to the punch, Carolyn. You've made a smiley face bed. You make a smiley face dog backpack that does double duty as a wristlet. And I just think that your whole line is beyond creative. It's incredible.
Well, thank you.
Whatever made you think about the backpack? That's a product I've wanted to know about for years.
Like, the backpack ties into Marvel as well and the whole superhero thing because with the Captain America shirt, that's what led to me getting the Marvel Comics licensing agreement in 2007. And Captain America wears a shield on his back. You know, the big shield with the star in the middle.
Right.
So I thought, well, how cute would that be to have the dog wearing the Captain America shield as a backpack? And so that was the first concept. And since I was making a shield backpack, I thought, well, I'll make a smiley face, which is one of my favorite icons from the past, and then also a peace sign.
Oh, and they're so cool, and they're really neat. They just look like little round purses, but they slip onto a harness, and then if you don't want to put it on a harness, you can also put it on your wrist and take it walking with you and put your keys and poo bags and your cell phone and whatever else you need in there, or you can slip it on your dog, and your dog can actually carry your BlackBerry for you, which for some dogs is not a bad thing. They need to lose a little bit of weight, so the extra pounds on the back is something I know Cesar Millan recommends a lot for dogs that need to lose weight. So I think you've just got an incredible brain.
Well, thank you. Actually, the little backpacks, they have a squeaker in them, too, because I thought, well, when you're out and about and there are other dogs in the dog park, if you want to get, I guess, your dog and other dogs' attention, but get your dog's attention, you can squeak it and try and get their attention. It's also, I know in Japan it's very popular, and they sell it in, I think, you know, kids buy it. It's a great little gift when people go into the store and just kind of a spur of the moment, impulsive buy. So
right,
it's very cute
right.
and done well.
I can see the Japanese audience absolutely loving this. Totally.
Yeah.
Well, I have to tell you, Carolyn, you've inspired me, and I can see the market has changed quite a bit, and you've inspired a lot of other designers out there as well. But you are the only one that holds the rights for Marvel Comics, which is amazing, and I worship you for that.
Thank you
so much, Carolyn, for chatting with us today. I really appreciate it. It was such a pleasure having you here on Pet Life Radio and reviewing you on PupStyle.com after all these years. And thank you for your time, and we'll talk again soon.
Well, I hope so. Thanks so much, Dara.
Oh, you bet. It was my pleasure, Carolyn. Have a great day. Well, this is Dara Foster again for the Pet Set on PetLifeRadio.com. I'd like to thank you all so much for giving me the pleasure of talking to you all today. And when you get a chance, please check out my website, PupStyle.com, and also my Twitter page under Dara Foster. And keep track of me on national media. I'll be appearing all over the place. So keep your eyes open, and the pleasure is mine. Thanks for listening, everybody. Have a great day.
From Paris, New York, and around the globe, get ready for the hip, the trendy, the uber cool, where pets rule. If you've got a passion for pet fashion and a flair for animal wear, this is the ultimate place to take a peek at what's chic in the world of designer pet fashion and cool new pet products. The Pet Set, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.